Good evening, everybody. You're listening to the Bookcast, episode 425.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
That was Counting Skeletons with their track Another Level featuring Nikki Lortz. Now then, I had an email earlier in the week from one of the band members. Cincinnati band Counting Skeletons have released a new album of original songs entitled Super Moon. The collection features nine tunes with styles ranging from rock and pop to funk rock and folk. They're known for their lively and energetic shows featuring cover tunes of the 80s, but with a selection of other well-known songs as well. The album Super Moon furthers the band's range with original music to showcase their songwriting and performance talents. The songs on the album were written in part by guitarist-vocalist Eric Wilms and bassist-vocalist Rich Palmer. Just waiting for the light to click on in Caroline's head. With contributing lyrics by Nikki Lortz. Other talent includes drummer Greg Goforth and guitarist Brian Austin. Thank you very much indeed to Rich Palmer, who is currently on hiatus as another music podcaster, for sending us that music to the members of the Association of Music Podcasting, which is rather good of him. Why are you trying to flick things at me?
I just so happened to be doing that and you assumed I was going to flick it at you.
Yes. If you'd like to find out more about the band, their website is at countingskeletons.com.
Ooh.
Indeed. Excellent start to the show. Welcome, one and all. This is the podcast episode 425. On this week's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music, and we have got some stuff to talk about as we go along the show. More music.
Yes. So, this is Heapstone with World Won't Stop Turning.
I would give a penny for your thoughts. Can't make head or nail of it. What possesses you to do just what you do? No matter what, at least it doesn't fit. So tell me what's come over you. How can you be so cheap? Is it needful just to boost your ego? It's time to be aware of the gift that you receive. Some carefully to understand. Why do you enjoy to pee in one's parade? Hopping on the same strings again. So let me give you just that little precious new advice. Keep your pearls of wisdom to yourself. Free yourself from vanities. Trust in me, you can. I'm waiting patiently.
This week, the contestants have been asked to prepare a feast for their fans worldwide. Dave and Caroline have prepared a fresh selection of new music, served between slices of waffle. You can find out more information about this week's ingredients and the show at thebugcast.org.
I don't wanna be too cool.
That was Kate Fagan with her track, I Don't Want to Be Too Cool. And that is actually a reissue of a track that was first released in 1980 under Manufactured Recordings label. A new wave classic, so I'm told. Indeed. Thank you very much indeed to August from Novo Promotions for sending us that track last week. If you want to find out more about Kate Fagan and the the EP that's been released, which has four tracks on it, the one you just heard, another one called Waiting for the Crisis, plus two additional tracks featuring members of My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult and Scarlet Architect. So basically, it's a re-release of music previously released by Manufacturer Recordings. Excuse me. You can find Kate Fagan over at Facebook, facebook.com/Kate Fagan Music.
Excellent. And before that, it was Heapstone with World Won't Stop Turning from Germany. They are a male band, and that's pretty much all I can tell you.
A male band?
Yep. And I know that from their picture. There's three or four of them. No other information, no particular website. It does say alfonline.de, but I don't remember it being particularly banned. Or maybe I was wrong. Hold on. Yes, there is their band thing, but other than telling you about their songs, it doesn't tell you much about them. There's four of them, by the way. But yes. But I like their music, and they have lots of music on Jamendo. So do check them out.
Excellent. That was a good track. Very much. Right, let's have a quick nosy into our chat room and see who's listening to us live right now over at thebudcast.org/live.
We have got Alex T, Erkan Yilmaz, GamerChick02, Gregorio SWVP, K5Tux, Lainey, Me and You, Shy Mega, Feru, Vinzy V, and Yannick.
Awesome. A little bit quiet on the ground this week. A few fewer, yes, that, than we would normally have. But, never mind.
Yes. Today is a landmark show for me. My first show as a 37-year-old.
It is, and I do believe it might also be...
Ooh.
No, I think I might be miscalculating here, actually. I thought it was around about your seven year anniversary of being on the show full time. Uh-huh. It was either this week or last week.
Yeah. I'm sat here looking at Dave, and the light in the studio is reflecting off his very short hair because he's mostly shaved it off. And you can see lots of grey hairs or silver hairs.
Oh, we're talking about grey hairs.
And he says, I have one. He has found a grey hair in my head. My first grey hair. Probably not the only one, but I'm not letting him scrutinise it too much. But I can't have a grey hair. I'm not even in my 40s yet.
You don't... I started going grey when I was still in my late 20s.
But in men it's like silver fox and distinguished, and for women it just makes us look like we're getting old. Although I do feel like I'm looking younger because of some of the weight we've lost. Looking at some photos from last year, it's very different.
Oh, definitely.
But yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having grey hairs. If you're that worried, pull them out.
No, it'll hurt.
It probably would, you're right.
I'll dye them a different colour if I need to.
On the way home from work this evening, I had to stop and... pull the car off the road because something appeared on my phone as I was driving home, and the first thing that entered my head was, oh no, the BBC's been hacked.
Oh yeah, I've seen this cropped up on Facebook several times.
And I pulled over and checked the news and checked Twitter as well, and it was basically all over Twitter. Oh, has the BBC been hacked? Blah, 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 blah. But no, apparently what happened, I got a BBC breaking news story coming through from the official BBC News app, which apparently was written in Bengali. And I didn't know whether it was a statement from an organization or whatever. I've got a screen print of it. I took a screenshot of it.
It made the news, by the way.
No, I'm looking at it now. And basically, it was a genuine BBC News article. Jonathan Ralph, who's in our... is he in the chat room at the moment? Don't think he is he? No, but he's one of our regulars. He did some translate-foo, and it was actually a genuine news story. But basically, because of human error, in air quotes, the Bengali story was sent to BBC News app users and also their Twitter followers. So I think there were quite a few people that thought, hang on a second, I think the BBC has just been hacked by some ne'er-do-well organisation. But it turned out not to be, which is always a good thing. I think if the BBC ever got hacked, that would be that wouldn't be good, would it?
No.
And talking of not being good, I read with interest the news that Samsung have recalled the brand new flagship smartphone that they've only released in the last day or two due to explosive batteries. Now, when you think that, yeah, okay, product launches do fail and, you know, manufacturing errors do occur, but at the time of recording, in 5 days, Apple are going to be unveiling the new iPhone 7.
They do reckon it was posturing to get there first.
What?
Samsung wanting to get there first before Apple.
Absolutely. And you have to admire them for getting there first.
But at what cost?
Well, this is where you need to be careful, because the manufacturing defect within the phone isn't within the phone. It's within the battery. And as with the majority of smartphones, batteries are provided by a third party. Obviously, Samsung are ultimately responsible for the batteries that are provided with their equipment. But yeah, this isn't going to do, it's not going to bode Samsung well at all, is it?
No, not at all.
Not in the slightest.
The chap who did the press conference looked very forlorn, is that the right word?
Yeah, and I'm not surprised.
But I would imagine the book stops with him. So I would imagine that was his, what's going to happen next face.
Nobody wants to do product recalls. Certainly not on a device like this, which has been hotly anticipated, to then be told, oh, hang on a second, we have to pull it back again. But not only the impact of the Samsung as a whole, but also trust in the device. Those people that went and bought the Note 7 because they wanted it, and that's what they've put their trust and their hope in, only to find out, actually, I don't trust this device at all now. I'm going to go and buy something else instead. Oh, look, the new Apple's coming out. So.
Yeah.
Not good.
So, is it next track time?
Mm-hmm.
This is Amelie with Do It Over.
Close your eyes with the blame. Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Beautiful track was Alexei Krasnoslobodsev with Someday. I got it. He is a pianist, composer, arranger, and performer on electronic keyboards. And he's from Moscow in Russia. And to be honest with you, that's not really much more than I can tell you. He does have profiles on Facebook, VK.com, SoundCloud, and the like, but they're very much personal profiles as opposed to artist profiles.
Yes.
So the best place I can send you to find out more about Alexei and the other places where he exists on social media will be his YouTube channel, and there'll be a link to that in our show notes.
Excellent.
But I thought that was a really beautiful track, very, very down-tempo. I know I spoke many years ago about starting a down-tempo show. That's the kind of music I had in mind for it, definitely.
What was his name again?
Alex. You're horrible. Alexei Krasnoslobodsev.
Well done.
Thank you.
And before that...
And I apologise if I got that wrong.
Amelie from Do It Over. No, Amelie with Do It Over from Medina in Italy. They did have a website linked through Jamendo, which doesn't work. So I've linked it back to their profile. And this is the second artist I've played today with no information.
Yay!
But good music. So please, 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 artist, if you're going to put yourself out there on places like Jamendo, you obviously want to get noticed. Please just consider having a bit of information about yourself, a Facebook page, a free-line bio, something that I can relate it to.
How please. Can we tell other people about you and your music if there is nothing about you and your music? Your music on its own is great and it's a good starting point, but we need to move on from there.
Because part of what we want to do for this show is promote you and to make other people find out about you and want to find out more. But if there's nothing more to find out about, then that is very difficult.
Well, exactly. Indeed.
So,
on the more lighthearted side, thank you very much indeed to Amy in our chat room, who sent us a news article a couple of weeks ago. We've not had a chance to mention it until today. A trucking company is offering a $10,000, and I presume this to be Canadian dollar, reward for the return of about $150,000 worth of maple syrup that was stolen from a holding facility in Montreal.
Why would somebody want $150,000 worth of maple syrup?
Because it's about 25 times the price of oil.
Ah. Well, that's a plot bunny.
Which I presume is a weight for weight or volume for volume comparison.
Thing now, is, though, it's not exactly inconspicuous to have £150,000 worth of maple syrup. So it's
absolutely.
Not like...
Well, you think that's bad. Wait until the end of this. It will boggle even more. Now, apparently, over 3/4 of the world's maple syrup comes from Canada, Quebec specifically. 20,000 litres of maple syrup. All right. Now, they were supposed to have been shipped to Japan, but they had to hold on to the shipment due to a delay. The trailer that they were stolen in, the maple syrup was stolen in, was recovered. But the maple syrup inside it wasn't there.
Ah.
Now, the 20,000 litres isn't the biggest heist there has been of maple syrup. 2.7 million litres were stolen from a warehouse in Quebec in 2011, estimated to be worth 18 million Canadian dollars. That's a lot of gold. It really is. Now, at this point, I don't know whether that maple syrup has been recovered or not. But still, the mind boggles. How do you shift 2.7 million litres. How do you shift 20,000 litres of maple syrup? Let's assume that the bottles are a litre. Well, okay, let's assume the bottles are half a litre. That's 40,000 bottles of maple syrup. How the hell do you hide that?
I know. And how do you go about selling it? It's not exactly the kind of normal thing that somebody with like a oversized Mac will go, oh, you want some of this?
Josh, maple syrup.
I guess they might do it for things like events and, or to the trade, you know, like for catering trade.
A bootleg?
Yeah.
Like the dodgy vodka and stuff that people can buy.
But it'll get noticed. When you've got that much to shift.
But whereas, I mean, keeping the maple syrup oil comparison going here, a barrel of oil is likely to be traceable from the moment it's barreled to the moment it gets to where it's supposed to be going to. There would have to be, because of its value and on what its intrinsic worth, you would have to track that. Now, if maple syrup is essentially 25 times the price of oil, you'd think that every single bottle would be traceable from point to point.
Although, I guess it's not necessarily on the top 10 things you think people might want to steal list.
Just doing a quick how many... Right, so...
Pirate pancakes.
I'm just doing a comparison here to try and work out how many barrels of maple syrup that is. Now, I don't know about barrels of... there are 42 US gallons in a barrel of crude. So there's approximately 170 litres, 180 litres. We're talking about over, unless my brain's gone, over 120 barrels of maple syrup.
Syrup have a shelf life?
I would imagine so.
As in, is there a tick, 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 if you don't sell this soon, it's going to go to
waste? I would imagine so, but it's a natural product, so I would imagine it would have a longer, it's like honey.
Yeah.
I imagine it would have a longer shelf life than most things.
This is slightly on a tangent because you just mentioned honey. You saw all the news about the Zika virus.
Mm.
They did a... I've got to find out this now. They did a spray in South Carolina. So this spray was supposed to target the mosquitoes that carried the Zika virus. Sadly, it has also killed millions of honeybees. Mm. Which is really quite sad. One of the people affected was somebody who was on a farm, a bee farm, and just said it was like a slaughter. All the bee houses, or whatever you call them, were just decimated.
Mm.
Which also reminds me of a slightly, on a tangent. Sorry.
Really?
That was not my fault. There's an autoplay on a website. Just bear with me. Drunken German wasps. The headline said, swarms of drunk, unemployed and angry German wasps could be invading the UK soon.
Brilliant. That's just what we wanted.
What they mean by that is these are the ones where the queen's already done her egg laying. She's gone off, so they're no longer worker bees. They're drunk because they've got all the residual nectar. They've got high on that. And now they're angry because they've got nothing to do. And then they're going to come this way and they're more likely to sting you because they're peeved off, drunk and jobless.
So a bit like Glasgow on a Friday night then. with apologies to...
any Glaswegians listening. Glaswegians
listening, yes.
Apparently though, German wasps are different from UK wasps. They're slightly bigger and they have two black spots on their back. But to be fair, you'd have to get close to them to spot the difference between that and...
No.
If I see a wasp, I
run. You're gone. Yes. So am I.
So anyway, let's do some more music.
Before we do, according to thekitchen.com, maple syrup will keep for a year unopened in a cool place, a year opened in the fridge, or indefinitely if stored in a freezer.
Ah.
Because it doesn't freeze.
And now you've ruined my link.
Oh.
Because I was talking about bees and wasps. This is Soldier Bees. With LNP Roots Family Reggae Music Acoustic.
Boom. Yes, special big up for Soldier Bees, North Unity Sound. Écoute, someone say LNP Roots Family pour le projet Made in Unity 2K16. Écoute, someone, écoute, ça, oui. reggae music, reggae music, eh, eh. Yeah. Reggae music, m'a ouvert les yeux, m'a donné un second souffle, ouais. Alors écoute, un homme est né, venu pour foutre le feu aux poudres, ouais. Fini le malheur, place au bonheur, le temps des pleurs est passé. Le mal au cœur pour les faire blesser, toutes ces frayeurs et votre peur est passé, ouais. Je ne viens pas dénoncer encore un système corrompu, ouais. Juste dire que je revis et raconter les bonnes choses et de mon vécu. Je remercie tous les gens que j'ai croisés qui m'ont aidé à m'élever, à forger mon caractère, qui m'ont poussé à me faire garder les pieds sur terre. Car vous savez, je reste un éternel rêveur. Pouvoir m'imaginer à faire de la scène de la musique, pouvoir sortir de la boucle du système, chanter et envie, m'imaginer en train de voler, oubliant toutes mes pensées qui voudraient me déstabiliser devant ce qu'à vous emmener. Viens dans mon monde et je tiens la main, sister ou frangin, oui. C'est moi pour et ne pense à rien, n'aie crainte du lendemain, oui. Reggae music m'a ouvert les yeux, m'a donné un second souffle. Alors écoute, un homme est né, venu pour foutre le feu aux poudres, ouais. Fini le malheur, place au bonheur, le temps des pleurs est passé. Le mal au cœur voulait faire blesser à toutes les frayeurs et votre peur effacée, ouais. Car aujourd'hui ils se réjouissent de le voir tout divisé. Oui, nous les artistes qui œuvrons pour la paix, alors que la solution réside dans notre unité, dans un mouvement unique pour les frapper de plein fouet, ouais. Imagine la panique, vous et messieurs de l'Elysée, si tous les domaines artistiques venaient à soulever, tous les rêveurs, les utopistes qui n'aspirent qu'à l'équité, tous ceux qui revendiquent l'amour, la paix, l'égalité. Et enfin nous pourrions vivre comme on le devrait, nous pourrions dire à nos familles qu'il ne faut pas s'inquiéter, que le monde reggae qu'on vit est un monde sans danger, et que pour ceux qui le dirigent, chaque vie est une priorité. Ce n'est pas une prophétie, mais l'écho de la terre, ce grand temps du tout petit et qui résonne en chaque être, l'universel de mélodie. Tu n'iras pas renaître, tu es l'artiste de ta vie, tu le dis, ton savoir-faire, ta raison d'être. Love and peace, ouais, viens t'ouvrir les yeux, viens t'offrir un second souffle, ouais. Alors écoute, un groupe est né, venu pour foutre le feu aux poudres, ouais. Fini le malheur, place au bonheur, le temps des pleurs est passé. Le mal au cœur pour les faire voler ça, toutes ces frayeurs et votre peur effacée, ouais. Chante l'orage passe, les traces planquées, le soleil étonné arrive, tout est merveillé, reste allongé, ferme les yeux et viens t'endormir. Sans le temps, sans les gens ambitieux et agressifs qui t'empêchent de vivre et de sourire, reste les pêches de vivre et oublie de rire, et qui tracent leur vie pour aller mourir. Alors regarde et écoute et kiffe la musique, n'étant pas bien là à planer, si alors repose-toi avant de te faner, écoute ma voix, laisse-toi guider et décroche pour un soir, laisse le temps s'arrêter. Reggae music, le battement du cœur du peuple, de tous ces gens qui ne font pas ce qu'ils veulent mais ce qu'ils peuvent, de tous ces gens essayant de sortir de ce système qui tape la chaîne accumulant toute leur peine. Mais regarde devant toi, l'avenir n'est pas si noir, ne te plains pas, ouvre-toi et garde l'espoir. Leurs pièges ne peuvent rien contre moi, tu dois y croire, voir que LNV est là pour toi ce soir, que nous ne sommes rien sans votre chaleur. L'union fait la force, mais ne serait rien sans vos cœurs. J'aime ta rancœur, vive pour tes frères et sœurs. Vas-y, lâche-toi, danse et partage ton bonheur. La musique, oui, m'a ouvert les yeux, m'a donné un second souffle, ouais. Alors écoute, un groupe est né, venu pour foutre le feu aux poudres, ouais. Et fini le malheur, place au bonheur, le temps des pleurs est passé. Le mal au cœur pour les faire voler ça, toutes les frayeurs et votre peur effacée, ouais.
Hi, this is John from Canada. And when I'm not losing the game, I like to listen to the Bugcast.
Beauty of verses.
That was the Fourth Horseman with their track Runaway. The band is composed of three childhood best friends with a passion for the emotion and artistry in making music. Their debut single, Miracles, exploded onto the scene, marking their break with a signature sound influenced by pop and rock. Runaway is their third single, which is released in June of 2016. They are from Sacramento in California, and you can find out more about them over their website, which is t4hband.com.
Excellent. I really liked that as well.
Mm. That's a little cool. Bit distorted, I thought. It clipped a smidge.
Have we played the Four Horsemen before?
I do not believe so.
Looks familiar. Sounded familiar. Anyway, before that, it was Soulja Bees with LNP Root Family Reggae Music Acoustic from France. We have actually played someone else before linked to this band, and we actually played it through something called North Unity Sounds. So it's kind of like North Unity Sounds is a collection of musicians, of which Soulja Bees is one of them. You can find out more by checking out facebook.com/soulja bees, and that was a nice bit of French reggae. I did ask Yannick to check it to make sure it was clean. He didn't come back to me. So if it wasn't clean, we can blame Yannick because he never did come back to me.
Je suis désolé. Yeah. Right, that was the last pair of songs. So next week, the Bugcast episode 426 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 9th of September at 9:30 p.m. UK time, and I will be another year older.
Aww. Still not catching you up, am I?
You never will.
No, I won't.
If you'd like to get in contact with us, tell us how wonderful we are. You can send us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org. You can also reach us at social media, full details at thebugcast.org/contact. And of course, if you want to make suggestions on things that we can do with the show, so music, or you want to ask us a question to read out on
talking
the show.
Talking conversation,
discussions, or any feedback on anything we've spoken about ever. Then, of course, you can go to our suggestion box at thebugcast.org/suggest.
Excellent. So we are going to finish off with Sound of Jack, which we did play back way, way back on show 168, which Dave chose.
I'm trying to think of whether we have played two Sound of Jack tracks previously. I thought we had played another one, and I've done a search for it, and I cannot find it.
Ah. Well, Sound of Jack is David, Kaylia, and Goves. And this is from their third, it says single, which was released in June 2016, but it's not a single. And I chose this because it sounded good. Newish.
Ooh.
It sounded good, and I liked the name of it because I am a saxophonist. So this is Sound of Jack with Mr. Sax. And by the way, they're from France. These are from France as well.
Excellent.
So
right.
Sound of Jack, Mr. Sax. Check out more by checking out soundofjack.blogspot.com. And
we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Otherside Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.